We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Salam, happy viewers. Salam means greetings in Persian, a language spoken by around 130 million people, mainly in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad, 89 Chapinero, Clio Metro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa, 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleuniros and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ataúve, La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiriquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable at Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietset. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bué on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Sa Tenger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ud Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Kiyomori Cable TV. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company in Sanshen City in Dorongkob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanye Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiala Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kuosheng Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Chialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peikang Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Dominican Republic donates $50 million to Haiti for a new university. In ecology news, Laos provides its citizens with pure water through collaboration with an Oloxese or Vietnamese water company. In animal news, researchers from Britain and Hungary find out amazing facts about flocks of birds. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 23rd, is the birthday of internationally praised Puerto Rican singer Miss Ruth Fernandez, born in 1919 in Ponce, in the southern part of the nation. In her homeland, she is lovingly referred to as the soul of Puerto Rico expressed in song. Miss Fernandez's debut recording was in 1941. For many years, she gave highly lauded performances throughout the world. She has also had her own television show, The Ruth Fernandez Show, and was also one of the first female lead singers in an orchestra. In a special 2000 event in Puerto Rico honoring Miss Fernandez, she was acclaimed as Singer of the Century. In addition to her stellar musical career, Miss Fernandez served a long term as a respected senator of Puerto Rico's legislature. Our sincere appreciation, Miss Ruth Fernandez, for your caring and richly melodic spirit. We wish you a very happy birthday with heaven's abundant blessings.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Oklahoma, USA. The central U.S. state has been struck by numerous storms, the latest of which brought 16 tornadoes on Wednesday, May 19, along with damage to several homes and businesses. Power lines were downed and a few people sustained minor injuries.
Just a week earlier, on May 10th, 18 powerful wind funnels with winds of more than 100 miles per hour in some places had cost the lives of 5 people and caused more than 110 to be injured, as trees were uprooted and vehicles overturned. Governor Brad Henry pledged assistance, declaring an emergency in over two-thirds of the state's counties as dozens of homes were lost and tens of thousands of others were without power.
Conveying her condolences and deep concern, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our local association members to see if help was needed, saying that financial aid would be available as necessary. Covering their own travel expenses, our Oklahoman association members quickly went to assess the needs in several areas, including the severely hit city of Norman, where two people had lost their lives and 40 houses were destroyed in the May 10 wind funnel.
In response to a request from the main shelter, the relief team delivered supplies of nutritious vegan food, drinking water, and fuel for powering equipment to help clear debris. The local residents, who were struggling to begin cleanup of their damaged homes and neighborhoods, were thankful for the unexpected extra aid. Meanwhile, our association members also have offered to assist a family with three injured children who had lost their mother in the storm.
For the initiatives of Governor Henry and all other officials and personnel in providing meaningful help to the storm victims. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern and the efforts of our association's relief team, wishing the storm-affected a swift return to their peaceful day-to-day lives and that such traumatic events subside through our gentler care of the planet.
Thousands of Russians evacuated from floods. As warming temperatures accelerated the melting of spring snows, the Siberian Lena River overflowed its banks on Friday, May 21st, inundating a large territory, especially in the Yakutia Republic. Over 6,000 people were displaced as 20 towns and villages flooded, with around 20 settlements left without power. A state of emergency was declared, and thousands of rescue personnel were dispatched by air and ground to ease the situation. Fortunately, no fatalities have been reported. We are grateful, all Russian government officials and emergency crews, for your immediate action to assist affected citizens. May residents' life soon return to daily regularity, with a minimizing of such distressing events as we awaken to more conscientious care of our planetary home.
Fire controlled after engulfing homes. In a forested area, northern Michigan, USA, flames consumed some 8,800 acres, destroying or damaging 18 homes and 39 other buildings, as teams of local, state, and U.S. Forest Service firefighters worked to contain the blaze. By Thursday, May 20, it was 80% contained, though numerous people remained evacuated at the advice of local officials. A second fire that was also sparked at the Camp Grayling National Guard complex, some 25 miles west of the larger blaze, was extinguished only after it scorched 1,200 acres. Meanwhile, a century-old lumber building in the town of Gaylord was destroyed when a fire began on Wednesday night, also damaging several other businesses and apartments, before six fire departments were able to put it out. Our earnest appreciation, dedicated firefighters, for your brave efforts to ensure everyone's safety. Wishing the fire affected a swift resuming of their productive day-to-day lives as we strive to alleviate such disasters through our greater benevolence on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
China and Myanmar working together to build roads. Visiting Chinese Transport Minister Lee Seng-Lin and Myanmar Construction Minister Yu King Moeng Mint recently signed a Memorandum of Understanding to cooperate in the Ru Li Kaiwak Paiu China-Myanmar Platform Road Project. This new highway will connect China's border city of Ru Li in Yan'an Province with the Burmese port of Kaiwak Paiu on the Indian Ocean. During the signing of this agreement in Nay Pai Tor, Myanmar, the representatives also signed a construction project contract for the Ti Dun Wharf in Myanmar's large commercial center of Yangon. Your Excellencies, we respectfully welcome this cooperation between your nations. May the Chinese and Burmese people be blessed to advance in peaceful progress and prosperity.
Salva Kiir becomes Southern Sudan's first elected president. On Friday, May 21st, President Salva Kiir was officially inaugurated as the autonomous region's first democratically elected president, having won almost 93% of the popular vote in April. At the ceremony held in the capital city of Juba, around 3,000 people were in attendance, including Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and former Kenyan President Daniel Arap Moi. Speaking at his swearing-in ceremony, the new president, who is also vice president of Sudan, paid tribute to the efforts leading to the comprehensive peace agreement that ended nearly two decades of conflict between the nation's north and south, as he also pledged to provide peace and security to the region. Your Excellency President Salva Kiir, our respectful congratulations on your new post. Wishing your leadership success in serving the highest goals of all the gentle-hearted Sudanese people.
European Council awards North-South prizes. Social activist and Kuwaiti Member of Parliament Rula Dashti, along with former Soviet Republic leader and Nobel Peace Laureate Mikhail Gorbachev, have been simultaneously bestowed with the 15th North-South Prize by the Council of Europe. Presented in a ceremony in Lisbon, Portugal on May 18 by Portuguese President Aníbal Cavaco Silva, the awardees were recognized for their unfailing engagement and achievements in protecting human rights as well as promoting intercultural dialogue. Ms. Dashti was noted for her tireless commitment in campaigning for women's rights in Kuwait, which resulted in women being granted the vote in 2005, as well as becoming one of the first four women herself to enter the Kuwaiti Parliament. Our applause and admiration, Ms. Rula Dashti, and Your Excellency, Mikhail Gorbachev, on your deserved recognition. May heaven continue to bless your noble endeavors in bringing greater understanding and respect among all members of society.
Save our planet. UN Secretary General calls for urgent halt to biodiversity loss. Speaking on Friday, May 21st, for the annual commemoration of the International Day for Biodiversity, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that the current rates of flora and fauna loss are pushing ecosystems to points beyond which they can no longer sustain life. Among the actions already recommended to reverse these declines is reducing livestock raising, already recognized by the UN as a significant cause of biodiversity loss.
The organization's most recent third global Biodiversity Outlook report goes on to suggest decreasing meat consumption, also highlighting the need to remove subsidies and promote market incentives that encourage healthier food options and use of natural resources. Secretary General Ban stated, "Let us reflect on the root causes of biodiversity decline and take action to arrest it. Let us adjust policies and mindsets to reflect the true value of species and habitats. Let us recognize that biodiversity is life, our life. Let us act now to preserve it before it is too late."
We need a focused action. We know what we need to do. We know what works. The time for delay is over. The time for delivering is now.
We join in concern, Your Excellency, as we also laud the work of the United Nations and all scientists working to raise awareness of our critical global state. Let us heed the urgency of our time and turn to the life-saving plant-based lifestyle to restore the treasured life forms of our world.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often echoed the imperative need for humanity to protect nature's creations on Earth, as during an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong.
A lot of the ecological and environmental news today is not very good due to the effects of global warming. We hear about glaciers melting, water becoming more scarce, raising food shortages, rising food prices with over 1 billion people going hungry every day, animals becoming extinct and many species gone forever, and so on and so forth. But even though our time is running out, we do still have time to save this beautiful planet and restore it to original splendor, or even more so, if all turn to vegan diet. As it has already been mentioned, recent research shows that more than 50% of emissions which heat up our planet, which put our lives in danger, which put our world into the perilous situation of mass extinction, is from livestock industry. The solution is at hand for each and every one of us, which is simply to forgo animal products and become vegan. One small change is no big deal.
Save Our Planet, new species of mammals and reptiles discovered in Indonesia. On an expedition to commemorate this year's designated International Year of Biodiversity, scientists exploring the pristine wilderness of Indonesia's Foja Mountains found several animals never seen before. These included what is believed to be the world's smallest wallaby, a long-nosed tree frog, a multicolored pigeon, and a yellow-eyed gecko. The trekking scientists represented U.S.-based Conservation International and the National Geographic Society, with additional support for the expedition coming from the U.S.-based Smithsonian Institution, as well as the Indonesian Institute of Sciences.
Commenting on the encouraging nature of these new gifts of nature, especially given the generally dire state of the planet's biodiversity, Conservation International researcher Bruce Bielar stated, "While animals and plants are being wiped out across the globe at a pace never seen in millions of years, the discovery of these absolutely incredible forms of life is much needed positive news. Places like these represent a healthy future for all of us and show that it is not too late to stop the current species extinction crisis."
Bravo, Dr. Bielar, and participating Conservation International and National Geographic Society scientists. And many thanks, Smithsonian Institution and Indonesia Institute of Sciences, for your gracious support as we share in the celebration of biodiversity on our Earth. May these and all species continue to grace our world as we protect their cherished habitats in all lands.
Save Our Planet, in partnership with the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, a team from the U.S.-based Massachusetts Institute of Technology designs an eco-conscious commercial aircraft that can operate on up to 70% less fuel and up to 75% reduced pollutant levels.
Save Our Planet, sponsored with donations from Denmark, organizations World Wildlife Fund and Traffic, launched the Don't Buy Trouble campaign in Olak or Vietnam and other Asian countries' airports using illustrative posters and replicas of illegal products to raise awareness among travelers about wildlife laws and protection.
Save Our Planet. Research conducted at University of Washington, USA, concludes that newly constructed hospitals could save up to 60% in energy usage by implementing various techniques that reduce carbon footprint as well as operating costs.
Save Our Planet. Villagers in Changning County of Sichuan Province evacuate their homes due to increasing areas of sinking ground that have created more than 40 giant holes up to 30 meters deep, which experts say may be due to decreasing groundwater levels.
Hi there, I'm Toto, and this is Titi, my daughter. We are vegan Galapagos tortoises.
Hello. Today's tip is on finding the best name for your lovely new animal friend joining your family.
One option is to choose a bright and uplifting name that matches her or his personality or appearance.
That way, whenever you say your sweet companion's name, happy thoughts will come to mind.
You can select a few names and then spend some quiet time with your loving friend and see which name he or she responds to the most.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the Dominican Republic is donating $50 million to Haiti. The support will be used to build a new university as well as help with humanitarian needs of the people. This will bring the Dominican Republic's total contribution of aid to Haiti to $110 million since the January 12, 2010 earthquake. Making the announcement, His Excellency Dominican Foreign Minister Carlos Morales Troncoso highlighted his country's continued commitment to the neighboring Caribbean country. God bless you, Your Excellency Minister Carlos Morales Troncoso and the Dominican Republic for your great generosity. May caring hearts and giving spirits assist our spiritual Haitian brethren in rebuilding a glorious and sustainable nation.
In ecology news, Laos increases her supply of clean water with the help of an Olexis company. The Laos Vientiane Water Supply Company is taking part in a $5 million project with the Olexis Maidom Water Company, who is funding 80% of the endeavor. A new plant that has been constructed provides approximately 20,000 cubic meters more water per day to the city's residents. Plans are to continue increasing the pure water supply until 2015. Congratulations, Maidom Water Company and Lao Vientiane Water Supply Company, on your successful partnership. May your ongoing efforts ensure an abundant water supply across all of Laos. Up next on Noteworthy News, our feathered friends employ democracy while determining flight paths in a flock. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Stay tuned for more praiseworthy news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a vivacious world. In animal news, scientists gain new understanding of the flight coordination of flocks of birds. A team of researchers from Britain and Hungary have recorded the flight passages of individual pigeons in large formations. They have reported that our avian cohabitants use a type of democratic and flexible hierarchy when deciding to change direction. While higher-ranking members have more power, almost everyone plays a part. In addition, the leadership role of any particular bird can change over time. The findings have been published in the journal Nature. Our thankfulness, British and Hungarian scientists, for highlighting the cooperative nature of our intelligent feathered friends. May their graceful formations continue to amaze and inspire for eons to come.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Cantonese entitled Parent Talk.
坐在电视机前，真是惭愧，她不是很P-R-E-T-T-Y，美丽。其中一位父母说，那四岁的转身说，不要紧，只要我是S-M-A-R-T，聪明。
And now for our viewers' heartline on an urgent message from Supreme Master Qinghai delivered at a June 2009 conference in Veracruz, Mexico. Supreme Master Qinghai, the honored guest at the gathering of political leaders, delivered a moving talk on how we can save our world simply by transitioning to the vegan diet.
We have to put all our energy into prayers and devotion to that one God who creates us. We have to surrender to His will. Webird from Germany.
Elevated Vaboet, we appreciate your insightful note. May the light of the divine shine on you and the thoughtful citizens of Germany always.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Khoda Negadar, which means God protect you in Persian.
May your life be graced with heavenly wisdom and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Dr. Hesse Abdullah Ahmed Al-Otaiba presents her credentials to His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, becoming the United Arab Emirates' first ambassador to the Vatican and the Vatican's first ever female envoy to represent her country.
Following a month's closure, Kazakhstan reopens her border with Kyrgyzstan to help ease the country's economic situation, which is met by Kyrgyz restoration of agricultural water supply to the southern Kazakh region.
Members of the Kuwaiti National Assembly visit with the Italian Parliament in Italy as part of the Kuwaiti-Italian Parliament Friendship Committee, where they discuss enhancing relations as the goal of a nuclear-free Middle East.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and President of Namibia Hifikepunye Pohamba meet and witness the signing of a number of bilateral cooperation agreements in fields such as education and tourism.
With construction costs donated by the U.S. as part of a post-tsunami rebuilding effort, a new $10 million teacher training facility opens in Aceh, Indonesia, allowing for an expanded number of much-needed teachers to graduate each year.
8-year-old Angel Burton of the U.K. is now fully recovered after doctors discovered during a surgery to repair her damaged kidneys that she had two extra ones already in place, whose functioning have restored her health.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia donates more than 1,000 tons of dates to support the shelter and relief mission of the United Nations World Food Programme in Yemen.
Italian scientists develop a new method of oil analysis for cosmetics and vaccines that determines whether the oil source is animal or plant, thus aiding in the protection of such species as deep water sharks.
Tajikistan's President Emomali Rahmon and Azerbaijan's Foreign Minister Elmar Mamadyarov met in Dushanbe, Tajikistan's capital, to discuss enhancing bilateral cooperation.
The House of Maghrib Culture in Rhodes, Tunisia, hosts this year's Diversity of Generations Festival, bringing enrichment to especially younger people as they learn about their cultural heritage and traditions through music, folk paintings, and fashion.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.